In Gaza, Hamas militants are working to reassert their control of the battered territory. Now that the Israeli offensive is over, Hamas has been cleaning up debris and handing out money to the wounded and the homeless. They're also accused of cracking down on their political opponents, sometimes brutally. From Gaza, NPR's Eric Westervelt has our story.
Ahmed Yusuf is one of the few Hamas leaders who dares to appear in public here these days. Most of the rest are still living underground, fearful of Israeli assassination attempts. Yusuf seems in an oddly giddy mood this day as he surveys the rubble piles near the Rafah tunnels along the border with Egypt, tunnels that Palestinians already have started to dig out, rebuild, and in a few spots, reopen.
That means that the phoenix rises again from the ashes.
Last night, Israeli fighter jets again bombed the Rafah tunnels. It was in response to a deadly ambush yesterday by Palestinian militants on an Israeli border patrol. Elsewhere in Gaza, Hamas bulldozers are working overtime digging out, and the group is busy paying out. Hamas loyalists are walking the drab corridors and recovery rooms at Al-Shifa Hospital, passing out brightly colored envelopes of cash to the wounded. Fisherman Imad El-Najjar grimaces in pain, half conscious, an IV stuck in his arm. He was shot in the chest and shoulder on the last day of the Israeli offensive. His brother Nader says the family is grateful for the Hamas help.
We thank our brothers in Hamas for their efforts, although we know there are limited resources for them to give us.
Hamas also has pledged cash to the thousands whose homes were ravaged in the Israeli offensive. 4,000 euros for a totally destroyed home, 2,000 euros for a damaged one. Hamas police officers are back on the streets, never mind that they and other government workers here have no usable or safe places to work. Ihab al-Ghussein is with the Hamas Interior Ministry, which had its building and its minister annihilated in Israeli airstrikes.
Even if we don't have buildings, we have difficulties, but we didn't stop and we're still in charge.
Hamas also is affirming that it's still in charge in other, more brutal ways.
Can you see?
Abdul Karim, he didn't want his full name used for safety concerns, props himself on a crutch and shows the deep black and blue marks that completely cover both legs from his buttocks to feet. His back is marred with wide bruises and his left arm is fractured. Abdul Karim says a few days into the ceasefire, Hamas security men suddenly grabbed him from behind as he entered Shifa Hospital to visit a wounded friend. The Hamas men, he says, then took him to a building under construction next to the hospital where they beat him senseless. There was no questioning or interrogation, he says. They just clobbered him until he was half conscious.
They hit me with their hands. They beat me with pieces of metal and thick wooden rods. They beat me up and hadn't asked me any questions. I asked them, why are you beating me? Why am I here? And every time I started to talk, they just said, shut your mouth, don't say a word, and beat me more and more.
30-year-old Abdul Karim acknowledges he was active in Fatah, Hamas's bitter political opponent, whose members were violently run out of Gaza by Hamas in 2007. But Abdul Karim says he has no idea why Hamas abused him, other than to intimidate and send a message to potential rivals.
Hamas
is trying to preserve its own state, its own authority. Even during the wartime, I think that their fighters were spending more time inside Gaza trying to preserve their own rule.
Hamas Interior Ministry official Ihab al-Ghussein dismisses the abuse charges as propaganda and lies by Fatah to distract from its faltering popularity. But an investigator with a Palestinian human rights group here, who asked not to be identified out of security fears, says his group is probing 35 cases of severe beatings just like Abdul Karim's and many other cases of bullets to the kneecap. He's also investigating dozens of cases of arbitrary arrests, as well as six political killings. The investigator says all attacks were carried out by Hamas militants against Fatah activists and political opponents in the last 3 weeks. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza City.